Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of shluchim mitzvah. This is v'siyata d'shmaya, the fourth shiur. We've already seen neflos mitoras Hashem, and the yisoid ha'dvarim that we saw was that there is something called there are two reasons why shluchim mitzvah ain't any zaken. One reason would be because hezek cannot come about because of a mitzvah. And that would then apply both on the way there and on the way back. Hezek cannot come about because of a mitzvah. And that would be b'halicha or b'chazara. However, if that's the reason that hezek can't come about because of a mitzvah, but if it's shchiyah hezekah, then it's not going to help. Because it's Shechiyah Chazekah. It's one thing that we saw. And then there's another reason, and that is Schus Mitzvah. That if somebody has the merit of a mitzvah, the merit of the mitzvah protects him. And that's only, we saw, Behalicha v'lo b'chazara. Because Behalicha, he's going to do the mitzvah, sees the Schus the mitzvah. He's going back, he's returning. Shaini, ready, it's over. There's no more Schus Mitzvah. Now, according to the union of Schus Mitzvah, on that side, then afilu shishchiyah chazekah, we don't worry about it because the schus mitzvah is even going to protect him even when it's shchiyah chazekah. If it's that damage can't come about because of the mitzvah, it's not a special schus of a mitzvah. Just there can't be damage that comes about because of the mitzvah. So if shchiyah chazekah, so then damage will come about. But if it's a schus mitzvah, it's a special merit of the mitzvah, so that merit can protect him even if it's shchiyah chazekah. But hezek can't come about because of a mitzvah applies sai b'halichaso, sai b'chazarasai. And schus mitzvah only applies b'ali chasa. So each one has a yitaron. The hezek, that hezek can't come about because of a mitzvah, has a yitaron, because it has an advantage because it's both on the way there and the way back. But disadvantage because it's schus mitzvah, because it's shchir hezek, it's not, if it's shchir hezek, then he's still going to be in danger. And when it comes to schus mitzvah, so there the maila is that even if it's shchir hezek, still, he has a schus mitzvah, but on the way back, kishu chozer, there he's not going to have the schus mitzvah anymore. But on the way there, he has the schus mitzvah, and even if shri chazek, the schus mitzvah is still going to protect him. So that's basically tamtzis hadvarim, what we've seen. And now we're going to take the ball and run with it because this is mamish gevaldik. As shoel moreinu v'rabeinu. There's a ma'isa with somebody who was checking mezuzahs in the upper marketplace of Tzipori, up north near Tveria and Eretz Yisrael, Palestine, somewhere in between the river and the sea. That's the sprach of today. So this Roman officer, this kazdar, saw him, and he took 1,000 zuz for this terrible sin. Checking mezuzahs. So frekta, quote unquote, right? So frekta the gemara, shluchei mitzvah ain ani zaken. So how did Hezek come about? He's checking mezuzahs. So the gemara says, no, shchir chazek, and then they bring from Shmuel, like we saw in the previous shir, that if it's shchir chazek, even God was worried, oh, it's shchir chazek, so he has to. Gave Shmuel an Eitzah what to do, that Shel shouldn't get angry when he's coming to anoint David, so bring a carbon. So you see, Shechir Chazekah. Now there, it's not talking about where he's returning. So therefore, he's worried about Shechir Chazekah. And there, it's not talking about where he's returning from doing the mitzvah. And based on what we said, according to in the previous shir, according to Stamma de Gemara, B'halichasim lo shayach shchir chazekah. Right? Because some of the Gemara held that the reason is because of schus mitzvah. And the schus mitzvah is what? The schus mitzvah is so strong that even if there's shchir chazekah, it's still going to protect him. That's what we saw in the previous shir. So, if that's true, then ma bayapo. What are you telling me about Shechir Chazekah? He wasn't coming back from doing the mitzvah. So Mamela, the mitzvah should have protected him. The Schutz mitzvah should have protected him. So how did he lose 1,000 zuz for checking the mezuzahs? So this is stam of the Gemara halichas and loshchay shchicha zeka because he is chus mitzvah. As narakach, that we said there's a special inyan b'halicha mitzvah chus mitzvah is only when there's a mitzvah b'halicha atzma, and not when it's only a hechsher mitzvah to be makayim a mitzvah afterwards. Shpachay gavne, where it's not inherently a mitzvah, so then you can't say that this chus mitzvah is going to protect him. So this is like chazara. In other words, even when you're b'halicha, halicha is a subcategory. The regular halicha is when the etzem halicha is a mitzvah. There the schutz mitzvah is going to protect you. But where the etzem halicha is not a mitzvah, then the schutz mitzvah is not going to protect you. It's like chazara. And if it's shchir chazeka, so then lo yazor. He might come to harm. So we saw in the previous Gemara, we saw the Bnei Bagi. Right? They were going to the Beis Medrash. So the Bnei Bagi are going to the Beis Medrash. So there we said, you know, they asked Rav, and he said, yeah, on the way there, there's, you don't have to worry. On the way back, I can't be responsible. But on the way there, you're Beseder Gamor. Why on the way there, you're Beseder Gamor? Because you have this chus mitzvah. There, the halicha itself is a mitzvah. They were going early in the morning to the Beis Medrash, early in the morning before light. So it was still dangerous outside. The muggers are still walking around Central Park. So they were going to the Beis Medrash. So he said, no, on the way there, you don't have to worry. Even though shchir chazeka, the chus mitzvah is going to protect you. It's only on the way home that's a problem, because then we're chus mitzvah. But there again, when we say that the halicha is going to protect you, so that's they're going to the Beis Medrash, which is be'etzem a mitzvah. As we explain at length, this is in the context of our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim. If I can direct you to Perikei Halacha Yud, that's where we got to this whole sugya from. So you can listen to the Shiurim there and talk of where we discuss at length the inyan of where the halicha itself is docha mitzvah. V'chein b'aliyah l'regel, ra'inu, that the halicha itself is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah be'etzem, it's not just a hechsher mitzvah. It's not just a means to a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, it's intrinsically a mitzvah. And we have the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin in Chulin that we saw, that his father said, go up to the tower and bring me some birds. So his father said, go up. So the mitzvah itself is, going up itself is a mitzvah. I think we discussed this in our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim 3:9. Just on the way back, it's not a mitzvah. The Tosfos Rit says that he threw the gozelos down to the land, down to the earth. So he was done with his mitzvah. He's just returning from doing a mitzvah. He's no longer involved in the mitzvah. He's just returning from doing the mitzvah. So Mela there, there's no protection. That's why he died on the way down. Mashenken, in the case of Yuma, there we're talking about the Kazder Chaptim. When he, at the moment where he wasn't actually being boydek the mezuzahs. And therefore, that's like chazarasan. Since that's like chazarasan, so then shchir chazeka, we don't have this tzara. If it's shchir chazeka, זה לא יעזור לו שהוא חוזר ממצווה. כי זה שחיר חזקה. So that's why the Kazder was able to happen, because it was like Chazara. Why was it like Chazara? It was like Chazara because he wasn't doing the mitzvah at that moment. He was like taking a break from the mitzvah. So Mameila Shri Chazeka, it's not gonna help. And he asked if that's why he had to pay the 1,000 zuz. And now we can also answer up the Tzlach, Bracha 6b, on what the Maharsha says in Shabbos 113b. It says that you're walking on Shabbos shouldn't be like you're walking on the weekday. Where he's talking there about a psia gasa. That you shouldn't take big steps on Shabbos. And there it says, in the weekday even, it's not only on Shabbos shouldn't you run, shouldn't you take these big steps, but even on the weekday, out sakana, because it takes one five hundredth of one's eyesight. But on Shabbos, it's even aser. During the week, it's just a sakana. Zok the Ma'al Shah, there it says in the sugya, that on Shabbos, d'rachecha asurim, d'arche shamayim mutarim. Why does the Gemara darshan that you're allowed to frek the Maharsha, that you're allowed for shamayim, for a mitzvah, you're allowed to run? So his answer is because it's aser mitzat sakana. That's why the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Tzlach asks that we have a Gemara in Brachas, you're allowed to run to the shir on Shabbos. And the shul, we're not choshish for the sakana. If the Maharsha wanted to say that we're choshish for sakana, and therefore you can't say that for a mitzvah it's mutter to run on Shabbos, because as far as the isser goes, you're right. You can skirt the isser, you can sidestep the isser by saying that it's a mitzvah. He's running to a mitzvah, so there's no isser of hiluchach b'shlo yotei hiluchach b'shabbos hiluchach b'chol, because here it's darkei shemayim. It's not your own hiluch. It's for shamayim. It's gvaldik. So you're allowed to run, but this it's still going to be dangerous. So the Maharsha says that's what the Gemara doesn't darshan, that for shamayim it's mutter, for a mitzvah it's mutter, because it's still going to be a problem of sakonin. So frek the Heilige Tzlach, the Noida Yehuda, but you see it's not true. You see that you're allowed to run to the shir on Shabbos. Now, like the Maharsha says, you see Gemara in Brachas and Avov. You don't have to get very far. 6 days, just do Daf Yomi for the first week, and you're ready there. אז מה קורה פה? מה הבעיה? למה המערשה כותב שיש כאן סכנה? כאשר הגמרא אומרת שאין. הגמרא לא מודאגת מזה, לא מוטרדת מזה. אז לפי דברנו נראה, אומר מורינו ורבינו, מור עינינו לשמוע לזכות תאוות נפש רב דוד זצר. בהקדם, מה שהקשה ביון יינקף. והריף ובעין יינקף בברכות. And it's brought in the Tzlach. I house it mutter, it's shchiach hazeka, and we don't say shlicham shulchem mitzvah in any zoikin. So how's it mutter to run to on Shabbos to do the mitzvah? It's shchiach hazeka, shlicham mitzvah in any zoikin, we don't say shchiach hazeka. So based on what we said, when one is mekayim a mitzvah, so we're not choshesh for shchiach hazeka. You're holding, you're running to be mekayim a mitzvah. There's no problem with Shri Chazeka, because the schus of the mitzvah is going to protect you. But that's only when you're going to a Beis Medrash or to a Beis Knesses, that where the halicha itself is a mitzvah. Again, sometimes when you do a mitzvah, so then the halicha is just a hechsher mitzvah. But here we're talking about where the halicha is a mitzvah itself. It's an intrinsic mitzvah just to go. So that applies, like we saw in the Maharal, you saw also the Rosh Hashiva Fudin discusses, that it's the mitzvah be'etzim. Halicha atzmi mitzvah. Aval l'shar mitzvahs, ein ha'wel ha'gedel chazarasa. But if the halicha teshul, the halicha is not teshul, then it only has a gedel of chazar. Then it only has a gather of returning. Because again, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah. So it's like returning from the mitzvah. It's also a hechsher, but it's not a mitzvah batzim. And there you can't say that we don't say shluch mitzvah in any zoken. Because like we saw, that's only b'halicha, because you have the schus mitzvah. But here it's b'chazara. You don't have that on your side anymore. There's no klal of of shluchei mitzvah and nizokim b'shchicha zeka, when you're returning from the mitzvah. Because harm doesn't come about because of a mitzvah, but only if you're actually doing the mitzvah. That's the Maharsha says, that you can't darshan to be matir cheftzei shamayim. You can't darshan to that it's permitted to run to do the mitzvah, permitted to run for cheftzei shamayim, because you can't darshan that on any dvar mitzvah. That was the tzlach's kash in the Maharsha. The tzlach asked in the Maharsha, how can you say that we're choshish al tzakana to run to the mitzvah? And that's why the Gemara doesn't dash and you're allowed to run to a mitzvah. I am bracha, so you can run to a mitzvah. No! When can you run to a mitzvah? When the going to the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah. Like a shul. But here we're talking about stam going to a mitzvah. There the going isn't a mitzvah inherently. And therefore we can't dash in that it's that there's going to be no sakana, because shchi chazeka shiny. Here it's shchi chazeka. It's going to be a sakana. So that's begeder chazarasan, and emela you don't have shmirah. Emela you don't have shmirah. So that answers the tzlach's kasha. Tzlach want to understand why it is that how can the Maharsha say that that you the Gemara doesn't darshan you can run to a mitzvah on Shabbos because it's shchiyah chazeka and therefore you're not protected. Ma pitom, you are protected. Like we see in the Gemara in Brachas, you can run to the mitzvah on Shabbos. No, the Gemara in Brachas is talking about running to shul. The other world going itself is a mitzvah. Mainly you're protected because it's chus mitzvah is going to protect you, and we don't worry about shchich hazeka. But here we're talking about going stam to a mitzvah, stam kacha to go to a mitzvah. That already is not gonna. If shchich hazeka, you're not going to be protected. It's begeder chazara, gevaldik, gevaldik. And now we really get back to where we started. Where we started was, we'd seen in our series over here in Hilchos Malachim 5:10, we were talking about going to Eretz Yisrael, so the going itself a mitzvah. So we saw that Reb Zeira, he endangered himself passing over into Eretz Yisrael, that he took this plank and he passed over in a dangerous way, passed over the river. So why did he do so? So we saw that because the passing over is, since passing over into Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, so he's going to be protected from harm. And we asked, why only the passing over? Why only the passing over? It should even be what should protect him is the fact that he's going to Israel. Going to Israel should be enough to protect him. Right. The Gemara there says that Reb Zeira ki avasalik l'Eretz Yisrael, Reb Zeira sent to Eretz Yisrael, lo ashkech maver l'me'over. He couldn't find a ferry to cross the Jordan River. So what did he do? Nokat b'meitzra v'ko'over. So he took hold of a rope, and then it was a plank, Rashi says, and he crossed over in a dangerous way, and it's Stuki said to him, you hasty people, you put your mouths before your ears, like you said the Torah, you said Nasa before Nishma. So here also you're still acting hastily. Why couldn't you wait a little longer to cross the river on a ferry? So Reb Zeira said to him, they have the Staten Island ferry, never been on it. So Reb Zeira said to him, Ma pitom, duchta de Moshe v'Aaron le'zachu le, lo, ono miyemar de zachino lo. There's a place where Moshe and Aaron didn't merit entering. Who's to say that I'm going to merit seeing this land? I hurried across before anything might occur to prevent my entrance into Eretz Yisrael. So the Maharsha says, "Nira da'avar gufanami kamar hocha de Moshe Aaron le'zachub." See if you lay savor as a yarden. Ana miyem or kach nuchati lavor b'meitzur. In other words, the whole word is not the going into Eretz Yisrael, the havar, the passing over. So we ask, what about the going to Eretz Yisrael? You're going to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Why is that gosha that the passing over? The answer is based on what we've been saying, that This is Shchicha Zeika. So since it's Shchicha Zeika, as far as the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael goes, this is just a Hechsher mitzvah. And therefore it's not going to help you. Because Shchicha Zeika, remember we said if it's Shchicha Zeika, when you're going, the halicha is begeder chazara. So if the halicha is begeder chazara, then you're not going to be protected of Shchicha Zeika. So just the mitzvah we asked, well, what about the mitzvah of living in Israel? Why wasn't that enough for him to pass? Why was why wasn't that enough to protect him? Why dafka the havara, not the fact that he's doing the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The fact that he's passing over to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is the fact that he's doing Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, this walking is just a hechsher mitzvah to do the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, mugan, he's not going to be protected. So that's why he emphasized the havara. The Maharshal, the Shitasai, right? That was the Maharshal. We just saw the Maharshal that he says there's going to be no protection unless the Etzem Halichas a Mitzvah. So the Havar, the Etzem Halichas a Mitzvah, because Halichas the going to Eretz Yisrael is a Mitzvah. But he said, he didn't say I'm going to be protected Mitzvah that I'm doing the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's just the Hechsher Mitzvah. He's not going to be protected of Shchicha Zeika. When are you protected of Shchicha Zeika? Only on your way there is Chutz Mitzvah. That's why he said, oh, the Havara. They weren't zeicher to do a havara. I'm doing the havara. I'm going to be protected when I'm going over, because that is be'atzim a mitzvah, and therefore I'm protected. Rabbi said, "What can I tell you? This is like this makes me shicker. This tired makes me shicker." All right. So that's and otherwise he wouldn't have gone over if it was just to live in Israel, then it would be a hechsher mitzvah. He'd be endangered. He wouldn't endanger himself, but the havara. That itself is a mitzvah, melee, he can endanger himself. It's not going to be dangerous. So with this, we can get back and explain the Gemara in Psochim. And Yesh Od Harbe Ma'al Adaber. But in the meantime, we saw Gevaldik. And Kadosh Baruch Hu Yazor Lanu. Shenizkeh Lamshich. Ve'lerot Od Niflaot Mitorat Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.